producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. As we close out the week, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I found out yesterday that for some reason, people in Missouri are trying to call in, and they can't get in. For whatever reason. But I found out about it. I heard about you guys. So I think they worked out a way with you. So I look forward to you calling in. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries, their Black Friday sale, where you can now do pre-orders starting Monday. They're a little concerned now. I told them that the ninjas bought good stuff when they came on board with me. Now they're a little concerned that they may run out of stock, which would be a good issue to have, I guess. Pre-ordering starting on the 24th, on the 28th, everything, all the prices hit. In some cases, 44% on firearms. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Speaking of Lionheart, I finally got to take the LH-9C out to the range. At first, I was a little stepped on because I told the rangemaster. I went to a local DNR range from South Carolina DNR, Department of Natural Resources. And I said, we took my son's rifle that he built because he wanted to check and make sure that the gas system was hooked up the right way. And then I told the guy, now, then I'll be going to the pistol range because we've got some filming to do. And I know all kinds of people that film there. And he told me, can't do it. Can't do it. So he said he'd have to put in a call to Columbia to get authorization for that. And I said, I guess you best be getting on the phone. But in the meantime, we went down and tested my son's gun. And, of course, successful test. He did put it together well. It shoots better than it did. I mean, most of the stuff that he did to it was cosmetic, although we did replace the barrel and the muzzle device with a battle comp. Then we went to the pistol range. And I had plenty of ammo to have filmed plenty of different ways to shoot the gun. And since I couldn't film without authorization, I just went ahead and shot anyway without filming to begin with. And the Lionheart Industries gun, it has impeccable manners on the range. Very little muzzle flip. I expected a little bit more from something that size because the LH-9C is the compact version. It's a small gun. It's very easy to conceal. Great range manners. Very little muzzle flip. Very little felt recoil. Coming the no-back sights back on target almost immediately. If you have a good grip on the gun, you don't have to have a monstrous grip on the gun. But all that being said, the gun with the combination, I ran it through all three modes of fire. Single action, double action, double action plus. As I thought it would be, I have decided my carry method with this gun is going to be double action plus. Because that first shot is just so smooth and quick. From double action plus, when you're coming with the hammer down, when you pull it up and pull it up on target, and you squeeze that trigger all the way to the back, it is just that there's no movement on the gun. No movement on the gun whatsoever. Very easy to grip. I wasn't wearing gloves. Now, I probably will when I train with it just because I wear gloves. But I wasn't wearing gloves, so it was really easy to grip with the texture of the grip and everything else. Good sight pictures. Excellent sight picture. Even with a short sight radius, it was a good sight picture. A little surprised. I was with totally, you know, this gun is hair forged top and bottom. I expected there to be just maybe a scintilla more of recoil on it. Didn't feel it. Didn't feel it at all. The only thing I couldn't do was when I train to shoot, like at a defensive pistol class or something, especially when I'm shooting steel, I like to lean on that trigger. I like to fire it as fast as I can as I'm walking back or whatever, because that's the way I'd be doing it in real life. If I'm shooting at him, very likely he's not shooting at me. That's the whole thought process behind that. Can't do that at a DNR range. So I haven't got to run it flat out in single action yet, although I'm not expecting to see anything that I can't handle. As a matter of fact, I think I can handle it quite easily. Because of the different ways you can carry the gun, and because of the different modes of carry that you can have, because of the price that's going to be available to you on the 28th through the 1st of December, one of you looking at one of these guns and you don't quite, because you haven't shot it, you don't know what it's going to be like till you shoot it. Anybody looking at carrying this gun in a self-defense capacity, I highly recommend it just because of how safe it is. I have inadvertently done a drop test. Passed that one. That was good. I think it might have been aiming at me when it hit the ground. Not on purpose, of course. I'm not that crazy. The various ways that you can handle this gun when it's on safe. There's some people out there that hate safeties. I'm one of them. I'm being asked, how was the support hand purchase on that compact? There's just enough grip to get both hands around it. Just enough. There's no fingers dangling off or anything else. Both of my hands wrap around it. And I've got fairly big hands because I look at other people holding guns and they look like full-size guns. I pick it up, it looks like a compact. So I must have fairly big hands. Because of how safe it is and everything else, I would not hesitate. I'm going to carry it. I'm going to carry it as a carry gun. I've been carrying it since I've gotten it, just to see how easy it is to carry, the combination of the NCOG holster from G-Code and that gun is very comfortable to carry, very easy to carry. You carry it anywhere you want. You appendix carry guys, works. 3 o'clock, works. 4 o'clock, works. 5 o'clock, everywhere it works. Everywhere it works. So I recommend it. I recommend it. And I recommend it without any reservation. None whatsoever, just because of how easy it is to bring up, employ, and how many push-ups. I'm being asked, how many push-ups did the weapon drop cost me? As many as I could do. My wife makes me do that. She's actually the one in charge, you know. I'm just the guy on the mic. Check them out at Lionheart Industries starting Monday. Due to the overwhelming reception that you guys have had to this sale, they're going to be taking pre-orders. So you can lock in that price, lock in that physical gun. For me, I'm sort of thinking about getting the LH9 to go with the LH9C just to have the bigger brother. I'd like to see how that shoots. This shoots very soft. The LH9C shoots very soft. Staying on target, sending a lot of rounds downrange, that's not going to be an issue. You're going to be able to do it. It is an all-steel gun. The only thing about it is I shoot so many polymer guns that and I get this with every gun I shoot because I shoot a lot of rounds when I go to the range. They refer to it as Glock knuckle, where the bottom part of the trigger guard, because you're gripping it, it starts to rub something a little raw there. But I went out, I put about 500 rounds through it yesterday, and then the DNR guy walks up and says, hey, you can film, when I had 10 rounds left. So I did get one clip of one magazine, and I'm going to do a little post on YouTube about it. And 10 rounds. Thanks, dude. You were Johnny on the spot. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Go check out the pre-order. Go check out the Black Friday sale. You're going to like it. Lionheartindustries.com. little quick PSA. In Ferguson, item number one, Officer Darren Wilson is now in the process of resigning. Probably not a bad idea. I don't think he can do his job anymore in Ferguson, Missouri. Also, there are 83 different cities that planned to demonstrate after the grand jury decision is released. 83 different cities. I looked through the list of them. There are cities all over. As far away as Bangor, Maine. They've got planned demonstrations. So this is going to be for the next few days, and you need to go check that out. Go check out where these cities are. Check out and see if your city is one of them. If you live in one of those cities, unfortunately, you need to go on a eyes open, wide awake, head on a swivel. That's the mode you're going to need to be in. I say unfortunately because that shouldn't be happening in today's day and age. And this is going to be this whole thing about justice for Michael Brown. That's become the prostituted cause. So be prepared, just in case. Don't go looking for trouble. No, you don't want trouble. I don't want trouble. I don't have to worry about it because for some stupid reason, there are no cities in South Carolina that are going to have demonstrations. Not one. I looked through the entire list. North Carolina is going to have a bunch. Georgia's got a few. Of course, Missouri does. But as far away as Maine, they're going to hold these demonstrations, and we'll see where they go. And you need to go in a self-defense mode. What does that mean, self-defense mode? That means if you start to see violence happening, if you start seeing violence happening, if you start seeing violence unfolding in front of you and it's coming towards you, of course, you try to get out of the way of it. If you cannot get out of the way of it, you become more violent than they are capable of. Very simple proposition. Avoid it till you can't, and then change the whole paradigm. Coming out of New Jersey, out of Trenton, New Jersey, to be exact. Is this right? No. Yeah. The mayor of Trenton met with the gang members of Trenton in Bethany Baptist Church. Outside of the church where he was meeting with the gang members, the church was surrounded by police, and they were all tacked up. Long gun, sidearm, body armor, they were all tacked up. And what's the disconnect here? This mayor, what's this guy's name? Ross Baraka. Mayor Ross Baraka. Actually, this was happening in Newark. He's the mayor of Newark, not Trenton, my mistake. He's trying to convince the gang members to put their guns down while he's surrounded by people protecting him with guns. I don't know exactly how that worked out. Mayor Baraka said, while America debates the constitutionality of the right to bear arms, which nobody's debating that, really, Mayor, nobody's debating the savagery that guns have unleashed on our communities where black and brown people live. The debate over gun violence is not something that's a political debate. It's something that's very real to families who live in these situations every single day, who have to deal with the level of violence that is penetrating their homes, their schools, their neighborhoods, their everyday life. Mayor Baraka said his stance had been reinforced when he visited a 9-year-old girl who a day earlier had been shot by her 12-year-old brother, who was playing with a stolen firearm he found in the bedroom of their Renner Avenue home. He said, I could not in good conscience speak this evening without letting you know that what was on my heart after seeing that young girl in a hospital bed in the city of Newark and thinking about the countless and senseless deaths that we encounter in our city every other day. I guess what he thinks should happen is we should stop this stupid political debating stuff about the founding document of the United States that protects our natural and civil rights to keep and bear arms and pass more gun control laws because of guns. He did hit a few things on the head. He did hammer a few nails. Our graduation rate is nowhere near where it should be. Our kids, it's easier for them to get an Israeli-made Uzi or a Chinese-made rifle than to get a diploma made in Newark, New Jersey. I think he actually meant earn. I think he meant earn a diploma. Whether it's fighting crime or educating a populace, it's that whole personal responsibility thing you need to make work. That plays well in Peoria, you know, but not in Newark. You know what? New Jersey should be one of the safest states in the United States, and they have a lot of crime there. For the same reason Chicago has a lot of crime, and for the same reason New York has a lot of crime, and Baltimore has a lot of crime, because they have very stiff gun control regimes in place, and law-abiding citizens can't carry guns. I'm concerned about that 9-year-old who got shot. I'm also concerned about the fact that she was shot with a stolen gun in a house, that a kid found in a house. That concerns me a great deal as well. Where is that at? Gun control is not going to keep anybody from stealing guns. If laws actually stopped and deterred crime, there would be no crime. He's got a bunch of gang members in there, surrounded by guns, surrounded by his tacked up cops, telling them to put down their guns while he's showing the utility of guns. Politicians, you just got to love them. You just got to love them. This tells me that any one of you, if you ever decide to go and be a politician, one, if you obey the Constitution, I'm being asked if government doesn't obey the Constitution, what's treason? That's treasonous there, AK. That's treasonous. Any one of you could go out and do a better, more informed job than Mayor Ross Baraka of Newark, New Jersey. Any one of you. The fact that you may not have the egomania and the level degree of narcissism necessary to be a politician, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing now, is it? But any one of you is more empirically qualified to deal with and persuade people than this mayor is. Put down your guns, gang members. Oh, yeah, those are my cops, and they got guns. Well, I'm afraid of you. So, more gun control, that's the answer. When you've got all the gun control in the United States and where people get arrested for napping with guns in their trunk while they're transporting, we need more gun control in New Jersey. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Black Friday sale is coming. If you're going to buy and you're concerned, you can do your pre-order starting Monday. And then everything goes forward. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. I'm being asked a question about what I think about Obama and his planned immigration amnesty that he says isn't amnesty. Two thoughts. Barack Obama has been saying for 6 years he doesn't have the authority to do this, and he was correct the entire time. The fact that he did not take it up when he had full control of the Congress and then full control of the Senate, the fact that it never came up, there was never a vote taken on it, that's his fault. It's not the Republicans' fault. The Republicans in the House, when they were elected to the House in 2010, when they took control of the House in 2010, they were elected to stop him. They were elected to enact gridlock, to stop rubber stamping all of these crazy policies he's brought forward to, quote-unquote, transform America. Now, once again, we've had an election, and this time everything he's done has been repudiated. Now the Republicans are going to assume control of the Senate and of the House, so they control all of Congress. And some of the top Democrats out there start sending Obama text messages saying, go ahead, do the amnesty, do the amnesty. He's doing it this way, folks, to punish us. Not because he feels like this is the time to do it, but because he just got slapped in the face. His policies were on the ballot. And all the people that helped enable him were on the ballot. And they all got fired, and he doesn't like that. So he's going to go ahead and move ahead. He knows it's going to be ruinous to the economy. He knows there's going to be the entitlement system with everybody involved in it is going to be messed up. He knows that it has messed up the whole legal immigration paradigm. And he knows that law enforcement is against it because law enforcement are the ones that see these things on a regular basis. Those cops that got shot and killed out in California were shot by an illegal immigrant, an illegal alien who shouldn't have been here in the first place, who'd been deported many times with no consequence. Just put on the bus and taken, you know, you get a free ride to Tijuana. Go ahead, take off. So he knows all of this stuff, and he's doing this as punishment. He's doing this to show you that he's large and in charge. And the correct order, to bring this into play, if he wants to reform immigration, do I think immigration needs to be reformed? Yes, I do. A guy from Britain that wants to come to the United States that has a doctorate from Oxford, it takes forever, ever, for him to get his legal status. It takes forever. It takes maybe nearly a decade of time to do that. A lot of money. But with one signature, he's going to legalize 5 million criminals who are here illegally. I'm waiting to see what the Republican response is. I know I have heard they've taken a great many things off the table, and they need to reach back under the table and throw it all on the table. Don't be concerned with President Joe Biden. You have control of the Senate. Joe Biden was a longtime senator. He understands certain things. He may be a buffoon, but he has presidential aspirations in 2016. He's going to try to run. The Democrats, when they field their when they put their bunch of candidates up for president in 2016, Hillary Clinton's going to be the young child in that group. Everybody else is in their 70s. So they don't have a whole lot of depth as far as youth, and that's the way it's moving. We have some depth. Obama wants to change. This is something straight out of Cloward and Piven. Everybody's heard of Cloward and Piven. If you haven't, this is basically what it is. Is you basically overload the system till it collapses financially, and then you sweep in and say, well, this didn't work. Capitalism didn't work. Let's have socialism, communism. That's essentially what you've got going on right now. Obama's doing it because he's got nothing to lose now. He's got nothing to lose. And the Republicans, this is all going to be based on the way they react. And I've seen certain Republicans, like my state senior senator, Lindsey Graham. He's out there tisking and everything when people are saying, well, we need to do this. And people voicing the concerns of the electorate. He's tisking. So you've got some people in the Senate that want to, it's not part of decorum, or it's not good protocol, or it's not polite. Forget that. Please, forget it. You don't need to be polite anymore. When America pushed away the Democrats, they said, Republicans, be different. That's what they're saying. Be different. Don't be the status quo. You've got a bunch of new people going into Congress, both in the Senate and the House. They need to say the I word. They need to say the impeachment word. They also need to say the D word, the defunding word. They need to tell Obama, we're going to defund all of your efforts. We're going to defund the Department of Homeland Security. We're going to defund everybody that has anything to do with legitimizing these criminals in the United States illegally. And then while that's happening, we're going to start articles of impeachment against you. We cannot, we no longer have the luxury of affording to be afraid of President Joe Biden. Immigration amnesty is designed to take your guns away long term. They're in it for the long game. If they can shift things around, California used to be a red state. And then most of the 1986 amnestied illegals moved to California. And look how it is now. Look how it is now. And look at the people they enable, like Kevin DeLeon, like Kamala Harris, like all of these sheriffs that think self-defense isn't a good reason to carry a gun. That's what they want the other 49 states to go that way. or enough states in enough metropolitan areas with enough electoral votes to where they can capture those states. They can capture five states and win the electoral vote, and the popular vote doesn't matter. So, if you elected a new member to Congress, or to the Senate, to the House, get on the phone. Find out what they intend to do. Let them know what you want them to do, because they represent you. If the Republicans do not come out swinging, and I mean Mike Tyson ferocious type swinging against this, if they get out there and try to say, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, there's always a chance in the background. There's always a chance in the background. This Supreme Court, on more than one occasion, nine to nothing, they have pushed back on things that Obama has done. Even his appointees have voted against it. And there's a very, very good chance that they will get a hold of this and it will be fast-tracked really quick, because this is completely unconstitutional. He's taken the Constitution, he's torn it up, he's put a match to it with this one move. And this is one of the unintended consequences. Well, no, it's completely intended. No, I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's completely intended. Is gun control. Gun control, dependence on government, subservience, a bunch of, not even sociopathic, just sort of drooling people looking at the president going, he's so good, and voting the way he wants to go. Comply, comply, comply. 5 million new compliers is a pretty good voting block. But it is nothing compared to the American gun owner, which is 126 million strong. So if you don't think, Obama doesn't have the power. He doesn't have all the power. The only ones that have the power are you. And you convey that power, you can convey that courage, that intestinal fortitude to your newly elected representative or senator, or to the one that's been there for a while. And you just let them go, because this is nothing but a win-win if they just go ahead and get loud with them. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Americans, you are being lied to. Does your skin crawl when a politician or a stock market guru say that we are in the midst of an economic recovery? According to top insiders, the largest financial meltdown in history is coming. You can prepare, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you find the cash? If you're fortunate enough to have retirement savings, it's probably not enough. And if it's in the market, it could be wiped out just like the last crash. But this time, it will almost certainly be much worse. Precious metals are a great hedge, but they won't generate immediate cash flow to pay the bills. Learn the secret to creating cash flow and freedom. Get a free copy of my special report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117. Or visit babyboomerbackupplan.com. Traditional retirement may not be in the cards, but re-inspirement can change everything. babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. I was supposed to have him yesterday, but coming up next hour is going to be Mark Farner, the creative mind, lead guitarist, lead vocal of Grand Funk Railroad, and avid Second Amendment supporter. And we're going to have a nice little chat, just because I want to lighten the mood going into the weekend. I'm not going to forget about things like what's going to happen in Ferguson and the 83 other cities. I'm not going to forget about Obama. But for a moment, just for a moment, let's listen to just, you know, one man who probably influenced a lot of us, or we've enjoyed his stuff over the years. And we're going to hear about what he loves about the Second Amendment. That's coming up next hour. Another family of a good boy who, once again, of course, didn't deserve to die is whining because their precious little buttercup is pushing up daisies after pointing a stolen gun at hospital staff and police. This happened in Illinois. Illinois State Police officials said the entire incident began shortly after 11 p.m. on November the 3rd when police responded to a crash on Route 94 near Lake Cook Road and arrested the driver for driving under the influence. Two passengers in the vehicle, Christopher Anderson and his 9-year-old daughter, were taken to Highland Park Hospital. A few hours later, at about 1:30 a.m., Highland Park police officers responded to a call for assistance with an aggressive subject at the hospital. Officers and hospital staff attempted to calm Anderson, who they say pulled out a handgun after becoming angry over the young girl's care. After repeated efforts to get him to drop his weapon, officers fired. Anderson was struck and pronounced dead. In the footage, workers and officials are seen running from the hospital room. A few minutes later, officials wheel someone out of the room on a gurney. Outraged family members remain adamant that Anderson didn't have a gun and said police have not given them updates about what happened. According to his girlfriend, LaDonna Ryan, he was just looking out for his 9-year-old daughter in a hospital. They're not supposed to kill him. Why not taser him? So many different methods. Let me clue you into something, LaDonna, and the rest of your family. When a human being pulls a deadly weapon and points it at another human being, it isn't an exclamation point on the end of a sentence. It's a life-threatening felony. Use of a deadly weapon. When a human being pulls a deadly weapon and points it at another human being, it does not require, it is not part of the lexicon that says you have to try a non-lethal, less lethal, or verbal response or wait-and-see attitude. Your boyfriend pulled a handgun simply because he didn't like something that was happening. You know what I don't like? I don't like for criminals to point deadly weapons at us. So in big, bold letters, so that everybody understands, if you have one of these little darlings, one of these little buttercups running around, when you illegally use lethal force against other people, whether you're trying to persuade them, rob them, kill them, they have an immediate right to use lethal force against you to save their life and the lives of others. End of story. None of us operate under any sort of obligation to attempt to reason with someone who insanely thinks that a weapon is part of the conversation or a tool for negotiation. Nobody has an obligation to use a taser or a baton or our fist against someone who pulls out a weapon. We don't have to wait and see what the intentions of this madman with a gun might be. No matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, I've had disagreements with doctors in hospital rooms, in doctor's offices. I have never thought, not once, not ever, it's not even crossed my mind as a sick fantasy. I've never thought, what if I put my gun on him? But he'd do what I want then. It's never been part of it. If you don't like the treatment you're getting, you can leave. Plain and simple. I don't know the details of this. But somebody that gets into one of these situations, that introduces a weapon into it, I've got a responsibility in that case. If I'm in front of that and I see that happening, it's my responsibility, it's nearly my obligation, to employ deadly force against them, because this is insane. This is insanity to be in a hospital, not like, something that's happening in a treatment protocol, not thinking is fast enough, which I share those same things. But, there's got to be priority with people in emergency rooms. There's got to be priority. Somebody bleeding because their head's been sawed off or something and they're trying to reattach it or something. They probably have precedence over somebody that's been in a wreck and has some bumps and bruises and just achy. Like I said, I don't know what happened to his little girl. I understand being a father. I've been a father. I am a father. I'm a grandfather. I understand all of those concerns. You can just get real emotional real quick. And despite all of that, I never think about drawing my gun on anybody. If I see something like that happen and I'm in a position to stop it, it's my obligation to try. That's the position I put myself in. The officers in this incident went well above and beyond the call of duty, holding fire as long as they did. And I suspect that the officers who fired have explained why they chose to refrain from firing as long as they did. They did try to talk them down. Hospital staff did try to talk them down. They repeatedly asked him to lay it down. He said no. The moment Christopher Anderson and anybody else that might do this, the moment they pull a weapon and point it at another person, anyone in that room, police, doctors, nurses, the bedpan salesman, had the immediate constitutional, legal, and moral right to pull their own weapon and remove the threat that Christopher Anderson represented to at least half a dozen people, including his own 9-year-old daughter. Now, this may seem like a novel thing to say, okay? This may seem like, it may seem quaint. It may seem quaint. But let me put this out there. If you don't want to be shot, don't be a home invader. Don't be a carjacker. Don't be a knockout game player. Don't pull guns on people if you don't want to be shot. And parents, who always seem to surface after the fact, if you don't want your little darling shot, teach them not to do those things. Don't come to me and say, well, he broke into the house because he was hungry. He beat the old man up because he wouldn't give him any food, and then he ate there, and then he beat the old man up some more. Don't tell me that he was late for an appointment, so he carjacked somebody and dragged some woman that was just driving a car around across the road until she finally disengaged from the car as he took off for his ride. Don't tell me that. Teach them. Parent them. There are plenty of instances in the United States where people get shot unjustifiably by the police. Plenty. But here's the thing. That is a very minuscule number. I know that they circle the blue wagons around these guys sometimes. Sometimes they get fired and prosecuted. And that yes, there is a need for reform. However, those kind of things don't apply when you point a gun at a cop. They don't apply. If you don't want to die, don't flippantly deploy a deadly weapon. When you do, you're going to set yourself up for immediate and potentially permanent corrective action by every law enforcement officer and or concealed carrier in range of seeing this happen. And they don't owe you anything other than front sight press. And that's it. That's what they owe when they get involved in that. It's going to be pretty decisive. Nobody I know that carries a gun, I've never had a police officer do it to me either. Nobody I know ever has deployed a gun on me to persuade me. Because if that had happened, I would be saying I knew them in past tense. Because when that happens, all the bets are off. I don't care if it's my best friend, my father, anybody. Somebody brings a weapon out and brings it to bear on me. That's an event changer. Coming up next from Grand Funk, Mark Farner, on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming to you on Black Friday, a sale that only happens once a year. It's time to purchase your own combat-proven 9mm from LionheartIndustries.com. Lionheart pistols have been backing men and women of the military for over 20 years. Support a company that shares our values. The time is now to get your very own Lionheart pistol. Go to LionheartIndustries.com for special pricing. That's LionheartIndustries.com and tell them Bill sent you. LionheartIndustries.com, tough as nails.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.